What up, folks? I got ads. Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add your podcast in How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application.
I think it's time to blow this thing. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Wife who is so fine and thick.
Yeah. And boom, welcome back, goddammit, to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. I'm your host of Monaco Minutes, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. I'm getting better at that.
That was good.
Oh, and today, finally, because every time I come back to New Orleans, I always got to talk to my friends. And I've done a video with this person. I could probably put this video up. my sister, for the longest time, my comedy running mate, my roast battle companion, who slaughtered me in the roast battle.
I did not slaughter you. I was kind and gentle.
The audience begged to differ, and you didn't write any of that shit.
I didn't.
So that's what is even more crushing. Ashley Branch.
What's good?
What up, Ashley? Good to see you.
I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. I'm glad I get to finally, because like every time I come down here, you're gone doing things, fucking being a comic and being on the road and being in other places.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, oh, did I fuck up? Did I leave?
No,
too early?
No. Last time I was in, I went on a trip.
Yeah.
I went to the islands.
Okay. Oh, so that was just with you and your husband?
No.
No?
No.
Was that a comedy thing?
Yeah. We didn't do comedy shit.
Yeah.
It was comedy people. It was Rochelle and TK and Nita and me.
Oh.
And weed. Lots of weed.
That's awesome. Yeah that's what me and Kamara, well, me, Kamara, and the gang are trying to put things together, depending on if Gigi and fucking Paul and DC and all that won't come through.
That's going
to
be nice.
Yeah, we're going to try to get it together.
You should make a docu-series or
that's
something.
That's what we're going to do. You know, I'm going to fucking film everything. I was looking at, I was going to Best Buy to see what type of cheap cameras I could get.
See, this is why we brothers and sisters.
Trying to upsell me.
This is why we brothers and sisters, because we was on the same wavelength. See, I ain't know you was going to document that, but I'm glad you are.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Like, that's what I used to do in the beginning when I was fresh into comedy. It was like, I'm going to record everything. And then it's like, now I have all this footage of just old shit, which is good, but it's like, what you was going to do with that, nigga? I was like,
you could put together a bio, like a biographical docu series.
Yeah, then that's work for me. I prefer to just give that to somebody else now. I prefer to just, you know, here, you put, edit this. Like, we did this. I recorded all this. Shots are shitty, but, you know, edit all this together. And because, man, doing everything by yourself, it's never fun. It's always like y'all are killing it with the group and together, the togetherness.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're killing it. It shows. Like I'm trying to put things together, and it just feels like it falls below the wayside.
No man is an island. I don't know. I just say something deep and thought provoking.
Yeah, I've been at it. I've been doing a whole bunch of new shit, and it's slowly picking away at it. You know, I just like a little stone that I chip away with my little pickaxe. I'm like, oh, I got another one completed. You know, so I'm getting excited about it. But the more I get excited, the more I'm like, this shit is terrible.
See, I do that too. Like, I'll sit and like edit the shit out of something, be like, oh, this is gonna be amazing. I'm gonna win the Academy Awards or whatever you win. No.
No, it's
it never sees the light of day.
It's a terrible feeling. And I, it's
I want to get on this because we was talking about this, and it's been on my mind like the past 2 weeks ever since I've done the House of Blues show. The House of Blues show has been done. I've done the show, and I have mixed feelings about it. Just because I know as us coming from New Orleans, mm-hmm. most of us aren't just straight urban comics. We're not just black comics.
No.
And there is a divide when it comes to comedy. Like, you can have a mixed room that could be mostly black people, but if you got that sprinkle of white people, it's gonna heighten the laugh. You're still gonna get a better laugh than you would just getting an all black room. And this is the lesson that I've been learning these past 2 weeks, because this is what I've been running into. I've been running into all black rooms to where my comedy, it works, but it doesn't hit like I want it to. So it makes me feel like, oh, nigga, am I not doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Like,
it's such a weird place to be in. Because, I mean, like, you know, we both from New Orleans.
Right.
It's like a... It's levels to blackness when you do comedy.
Yeah.
For me, a black experience is a black experience. It may not be something that you that's typical of what you think the black or stereotypical. But like, I watch Japanese anime, and you know, I like crafting, and you know, gardening, which is not a black white thing, but it's not something that like you joke about.
I've been crocheting lately.
If it relaxes you, man.
Yeah.
If it is a creative outlet, I don't get it. So, like, for me, I notice, I don't know if it's because I don't come off, I don't think I come off as a girly girl. And then I'm not like that Def Comedy Jam, like, hey, dick pussy bitch. Ah! I'm not talking
Watch
about that.
Watch me hump this stool.
Yeah. And he had me bent over like.
That's not us.
That's not us.
That's us, no. And see, that's the thing. That's what people want, because that's what they've seen for so long. People don't want change. And like, I'm one of those people, like, I got pissed off at the show because one of the comedians, basically what he did was just recited lyrics to an old school rap song. He did two of them. And he's a good, like, don't get me wrong, everything else, it was smashing. He did an amazing job. All the comics did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really good. But just the fact that he did that for at least 10 minutes, I'm like, that's half your set right there, man. I mean, that's at least a quarter of your set. And I'm like, so how is that fair? Like, what are we doing?
I think black comedy directly reflects, like, black people's thoughts on things. So if I'm in a mixed crowd, a lot of times I'm talking about my kids.
Yeah.
I don't have a life. That's all I have.
Right.
I mean, I am their slave. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Mommy, we're hungry. Yes, I will get that for you. Hurry.
For real. You don't pay them or nothing. They don't pay you or nothing.
No. They sometimes don't even say thank you. They be like, I ain't want this. I'm like, you know what? I ain't want you. I'm just playing. That was a joke. But a lot of things that like seem new or different or a little unorthodox,
yeah,
when black people look at it, they just say no.
Right.
That's weird. Just shut the door.
They don't even want to try to accept it.
No. And so when you do stuff like that on stage, you'd be like,
the fuck is he doing?
Who's this person?
Yeah.
Like, my mama came to one of my shows and she was like, you need to get up there and be like, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Like, I'm not Bernie Mac. I'm not doing that.
Right. Why would I be that? That's not me. That's not my persona. I've gotten, and my stepmom, she finally came to one of my shows, and she's like, all right, you did pretty good. But my dad understands me, though.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad and my stepmom, they understand me. So they was understanding where, you know, what I was saying and what I was talking about. But I've been to a show, like, I explain this all the time. I went to a Dillard show. And they had a whole bunch of fucking 18, 19-year-olds, black kids. And they in that wilding out phase. I'm not the wilding out type of person. I'm not about to yell at the DJ to tell him fucking put on a song for me so I can go ahead and act out or pantomime, whatever the fuck I'm trying to pantomime. That shit is the dumbest shit ever. So when they get up there, they realize, as soon as I get up there, they laugh at me being small. Like, all right, I deprecate myself. Self-deprecation. Boom.
Yeah.
They love that.
Yeah.
They love shit like that.
That's a defense mechanism. We from New Orleans. Either you do it or somebody gonna rip the shit out you.
Exactly.
Right.
So I'm gonna point it out before you. I 8 Mile that shit. That's what I call it. I 8 Mile that shit. You know, I'm gonna point out my flaws before
you
can.
Right, right, right.
And then I spoke, and they were like, "Oh, nigga, your voice does not match your skin tone. This is uncomfortable for us." And I lost him immediately. And that was the first time I got booed. And that was not booed right away, but booed like within the first 2 minutes. Yeah, it was such a terrible time. And I was like, "Oh, this is okay. I have nothing for y'all. Like, this is what I am, and the person that the type of jokes that I do. Y'all thinking this is about to be Cat Williams? Not Cat Williams.
Oh man, not about to do anything. You should have just hit him with it. Bitches, shut up. Y'all need to shut up.
And that's plagiarism right there. And I'm like,
but you should just like hit him with it. And then I was like, okay, I got y'all attention.
And then where do I go from there, though? I wouldn't be able to go anywhere from there. They didn't know shit. Everything I was gonna talk about, they didn't even watch.
I would have just been like, "Oh, y'all in college is a waste of time. I mean, if you want to smoke weed and play video games, you can do it, Charles."
I have all of these thoughts now of like, "Oh, what I could have did, what I should have did, what I would have done, so the next time I do go in and do it, and I won't fuck up." But
you can't do that.
Yeah,
it's like you can't quantify what's funny to other people. You only do what's funny to you,
right?
And I'm learning what makes what I call eat shit. When you eat shit. Yeah. When you eat shit, what makes it not so bad for me is I got kids.
Yeah.
And I live in a house with other people. And so if I fix a meal and I think it's delicious and my husband thinks it's delicious and two of my kids think it's delicious, it's usually Frankie, who doesn't think it's delicious. And I'm like, "Well, what's wrong with it? I just don't like it." She just don't like it. It's not that something's wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? They just don't like it. And that's not your fault. You can't please everybody. You can't. I think the things you do are amazing. Like, you sit and you make poetry that is hilarious and reverent and smart and funny and like, oh shit, thought provoking. Like, I didn't think about it like that. Anytime you get a 60-something-year-old black man to be like, "What's that little guy's name again?" Yeah. I liked his poetry. Yeah. Especially the one about weed. That was good. I like that. It's like, "All right, daddy."
That's the things. That's the little things that you hear that you don't really know that actually, you know, make you feel good about yourself. Because, like, I would have never known that if you wouldn't have said that. So it's just like, oh, it's not the thing. It's not the people that aren't worried about me that I should worry about. Mm-hmm. Can't win them all over.
No.
You know, I mean, there's other people that love what you do. So even though you don't hear it, fucking keep going.
Right. And like, you're a small person. I'm a big person.
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing that happens when I get on stage and people just be like, "Why do they have to put the mic stand up so high? What's going on?"
Yeah. Yeah, nobody adjusts the mic stand between comics. That is never a thing that ever happens.
No.
Like, so all the time that I go up there, I always adjust it. I adjust it to myself, and usually it's all the way down. So that either the host or the next comic that comes up, it's in their crotch. Because nobody ever readjusts the mic stand. They just pull the mic out the mic stand. And people that use the mic stand, some people don't use the mic stand. Some people use the mic stand. And if you're not going to use the mic stand, to all you newcomers, move that bitch to the side.
Bruh, I just move it to the side. I'm clumsy. I would have probably like impaled somebody with it. I just put it on the side.
Oh my God, this is a fun topic. I love people's etiquette on mic stands. Because some people, Bill Burr, hangs on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
He hangs on the side of it. I know some people that like to grab it. Jackie Jenkins, he always messes with the adjuster. Always messes with the adjuster. It's people's tick. Mm-hmm. Whenever they go on stage. Sometimes I leave it in the mic stand. Sometimes I take it out. I've recently been taking it out just because the bits that I've been doing, I need to kind of free flow. And the mm-hmm. way they've been free flowing, I've only did this bit once and it went overkill. And I'm going to try to do it again tonight. Hopefully it goes over well. It's new jokes, but they're not new jokes. They're old shit, but I've linked it in with new shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, all right, we'll see how that goes. But my mic stand etiquette, usually I leave that motherfucker on the mic stand. Most people don't adjust it, so I got a first bit. The icebreaker adjusting it from being above my head down to me. Boom, got people on my side now. Mm-hmm. You know, that's my tactics if that happens. And then I go from there. And usually, most of the time, like when I was at the Comedy Store, the lady...
Well, that was another place I ate shit, but go ahead.
They had this lady that came in, and she was like, oh, my God. I didn't know what was going on. I just heard a whole bunch of commotion, and I stopped as I walked past the door, and I came in. She's like, she saw me on stage, and she was like, your presence. She was like, where was the mic stand? I was like, the mic stand was right in front of me. She was like, I had no idea.
No.
I didn't even see it because you were just so vibrant. I was like, oh, well, thank you. You know, my thing is using that was when Six Nuggets was rocking. Now Six Nuggets ain't shit compared to these niggas out here. But
I mean, okay, so all right, I'm gonna say this. You gotta eat shit sometimes.
I've been eating so much shit.
Well, eat the shit. Let me tell you why. put a little slappy mom on there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why. Eating shit is good. And when I mean eat shit, I mean metaphorically people. Nobody's just like, oh, eating ass and that little extra piece of shit that come out. Mm, yeah, chef's kiss.
Take that in there. Nom, nom, nom,
nom, nom, noms. No.
Little pepper. Little flavor. That's it.
We don't need to be in the same space.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Can't wait to.
Like, this is against the rules of physics.
Oh, and then we got all green room together. It's going to be wild. All of us, that New Orleans crew that makes it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So the reason why I think it's good to eat shit sometimes is because. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. I think a slick side have been diagnosed with ADHD. I was trying to get one of my kids diagnosed, and the doctor was like, "It's hereditary," and I was like, "What?"
So you say for me?
I was like, "Oh, okay. We'll talk to my husband about that." She was like, "No, you."
Not Friday.
No, you. Anyway, I think it's like mentally for me. If I am on a roll and I have not eaten shit, I'm going to have this anxiety that I'm going to eat shit at the wrong time.
At some point in time, I will stumble in that pothole that I don't see.
So when you eat enough shit, it was like when I ate all this shit, and then you get a win. The win is like a win, 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 win.
Yeah.
And then like you probably won't eat shit for a while.
Yeah.
It's like playing sports. Like I play basketball, right? I know you're shocked.
Right now.
But like we would be like on this winning streak and I'm like, all right.
At some point.
Some point in time, some shit gonna go down and then we gonna eat shit.
Yeah.
And what we do? We go play Duke. And we ate a lot of shit. So I mean, it's an ego check.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are, you have an ego. And if you're a comedian, you got a big ego.
Oh yeah.
Like, I have a big ego. I feel like I'm smart.
Uh-huh.
Because I am.
Yeah.
But when I get on stage, sometimes the words don't come out.
I've been shoved back just down to square one. It's dealing with this shit the past. It has just been a wake-up call. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Everything got hazy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know which direction to take.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not really sure what's going on or mm-hmm. if this is my thing.
Right.
Like, I got to the point where I was like, nigga, should you quit? Like, I mean, you're doing okay.
But that's what comedy is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what comedian don't quit like once a week.
Yeah.
Cause I was gonna quit last night. I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not doing this shit. This is ridiculous. Can't look different. I already look different. You can't be different.
See, what brightened up my spirits is because the shows that I did, the same people stayed,
mm-hmm.
but then more people came for the second show.
Mm-hmm.
So like yesterday, this is exactly what happened. First show, still didn't have it down. I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. So I sat down, took notes. I was like, I get it. I got shit for you. All right. So I went outside, jotted some shit down, came back in, and I was like, all right, I'm ready for the second show. Second show, I had to ask, because I'm like, I don't normally do this, nigga. Hey, man, they still got the same people in here. Y'all about to do the same shit? Like, what y'all doing? They're like, nah, we just gonna fucking riff and free flow. They ain't gonna have that many people. A lot of people came in. Oh, like, ah, shit. So I'm like,
they set you up.
It was a little setup. So I'm like, all right, I switched it up, but I switched it up to some shit that I already had. That I'm like, all right, this is kind of right up the alley that I think this is the formula. And I got up there and I did it and it smashed. Mm. And I'm like, okay. So first show, same guy that was there, he came up to me and was like, all right, man, good job. You'll get it. You know, like he didn't say that, but that's kind of
a little tink tink.
Yeah.
Come in, young man.
Let's just keep trying. You know, man, you all right. You just ain't big enough as the rest of the boys. That's all.
Drink you some milk.
Yeah, that, you know, that's kind of how it felt when he approached me. And I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. Second time, he was like, he came with the finger. He was like, ah, you motherfucker. All right.
You was holding back.
I see what you did. But you got me. He came with the hard pound. He was like, all right, give me some. Bang. I was like, yeah, all right. So you see that is there, nigga, 8 years. And I mean, I'm mad. I'm still upset to the nigga at this day that he said, nigga, I've been doing it for 3 years. This nigga, he's a vet. He's been doing it for eight. Eight ain't veterinary, man.
That's
calm it down.
Don't do that, bro. Okay, so
don't
I'm
tell
very
these niggas that.
I'm very superstitious. Like, I'll be watching the game and he'll be like, Stephen Curry hasn't missed a shot in 2 games. You go down the car,
you jinxed it.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. Same. That's exactly how I felt.
Come on, bro. Like, I don't know. For me, let me see, how old is Frankie? She gonna be 5. That's basically how long I've been doing it. 5 years, right? It's my issue, I think, sometimes is I don't write anything down. Every time you've seen me on stage, I have come off the top of my head.
You've been JC-ing that shit for quite some time.
Yeah.
And the guy that was doing it, he said his name is Ray, et cetera. He's really good, really good. Very hood, but intellectually hood. And whew, that was a really close bus. And he said his first set was a 45-minute set ever doing comedy. I was like, oh. And he said, I've only been doing it for 3 years. I'm like, yeah, okay. And he said, he don't repeat anything. He's never repeated anything. I'm like, all right.
Well, see, I don't repeat nothing because I can't remember shit.
That's exactly why he says that as well.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember.
He's
nothing.
Like, I don't be jotting shit down. I just be going off the top.
Nah, Corey Mack, let me tell you how he set me up. When he had that show on St. Charles at Tacos and Beer, right? He said, I want you to.
At the Rita Tequilas.
Yeah, you know, tequilas, y'all. See? And he was like, I do voices. That's how the doctor figured out.
You got the ADHD.
She was like, you've cycled through about 8 voices now.
You got them in your head.
They live there. I don't understand what the problem is.
Can't diagnose your schizo. You take care of these kids. But
I mean, that could be it too. Anyway, but he didn't like me, bro.
Corey
didn't like me. And I'm looking at the crowd and my mouth was getting dry and people done bought me drinks and I'm looking around and everybody looked kind of sleepy. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to call it a night. I got off the stage, bro. It was like 45 minutes. I was like, Corey, why you ain't saying nothing? He was like, I was enjoying it. I thought, shit, you was working it out. I liked it.
Yeah. Those were the grind days back then.
Why would you do that?
Just leave your ass up there and be like, man, you got it. It's like, oh, shit.
But like Uncle Corey, why?
That's what made us better comics.
Yeah, but my mouth was dry. I had to look. I told him before I got, I was like, I have this massive headache, and he was like, oh, I'm gonna take care of that for you. And I still had the headache. And then I got on stage, and I was like, okay, cool. And like, people was engaged and laughing, and I was like, we having fun. And dude was like, I'm gonna buy you a drink. I just need everybody to see this man is buying me a drink. If you want to roofie me, that's a waste of your roofie. Because I'm 6'2" and like 230. In order for you to get me out of here, you need an accomplice.
You definitely fighting heavyweight.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, that was a minute ago. I lost like 15 pounds.
Oh.
I'm still heavyweight, though.
Light heavy.
That's... Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
I ain't mad about it. When I'm out here in these streets at night by myself.
Yeah. No. Motherfuckers, they probably be shit. You come with the tasers, but they probably worried about the jab. It's like, she probably got a nice jab on her.
No, I run fast, though. I still run fast.
I still run fast. That's good.
Look, speaking of being athletic, what happened to you teaching my kids how to tumble? Was it when Frankie came out at 2 and you was like, you bigger than me? Or
she's really big. They're all pretty big. I mean, they got a They got a how limber are they? They still they
Frankie limber. Is very athletic. Very, it's very top. Like she's strong. She got like muscles. She's not 5 yet.
I need to. I don't know. It would have to just keep reminding me.
But she got a little bit of thug. I don't know. She scares me.
I actually got a friend down here that tumbles and shit that I can bring her. That I can send her
okay.
to.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
He's really good. I got a few people actually down here.
All right, cool. I just let them know that my kids are gangsters. Not Ava. Ava's rainbows and butterflies. Princesses. Ariana Grande.
Rainbows and butterflies and compromise. I forgot what song that was. Anyway, yeah. Oh, it's a Maroon 5.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
This I don't mind seeing every day.
Oh, yeah.
That song. Out on the corner in the pouring rain. Look for the girl with the broken smile. Ask her if she wants to stay a while. And she will be loved. And she will be loved. Yeah, that's amazing.
I had that album.
Oh, man.
That's another thing that don't make me black.
Yeah, for real.
You like Maroon 5? What the hell's wrong with you?
I tell people that I'm punished, and they be like, oh, that's black. And then I tell people that I listened to while I was punished. They're like, nigga, you are... You are not black, sir. It's like, yeah, man, that's my shit.
Let's play.
Coldplay, what?
Yeah, Coldplay, Hoobastank.
Hoobastank?
No doubt.
Nickelback, Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud. Garbage.
Oasis, Journey. Oh, I go down a rabbit hole on some Journey. Oh, have me some acid, have a nice acid drink.
Dave Matthews.
Oh, I fucks with Dave Matthews. Jason Mraz, Mr. A to Z.
Mm, yeah.
Jamiroquai.
You know what? I didn't know he was
a whole band.
But I didn't know he was white for a long time.
Oh.
Because all his pictures and shit would be like far away and blurry. And I'm like, why is it like this?
Jamiroquai is the name of the band.
Why?
The guy.
Why?
Yeah. I just learned this.
I ain't know that.
Yeah, I know. It fucked me up, too. I was like, nah.
You know what else fucked me up? Sade. That's the name of the band.
Oh, what?
That's what I, yeah.
I thought Sade was the
chick. The lady, yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know what else fucked me up?
Huh.
When I was younger, I thought Hall & Oates was black.
I did, too.
Tina Marie.
I was like, well, who's the Oates and where's the Hall come from? Like I never understood that.
I think that was their like last names or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's a weird last name to have. Oates.
I mean.
Things you need to sow.
Being black and with last names like Smith, and yeah. Williams and Branch.
That is yeah. That's true.
My last name should be Akuntwande.
Akuntwande.
Something.
I do like how Nigerians have their vernacular, like Ngwigwe. That's a fun name to say.
Yeah, Ngwigwe.
Like, there's an N next to it.
You gotta drop your voice, though.
Yeah.
Because
when
I was on the island, a lot of the men had really deep voices. Yeah, I didn't know what that was about. It messed me up.
No idea either.
Excuse me, ma. Well, why are you, get from behind. I don't.
Do people not normally hear you if you speak in a regular voice? Do you always have to yell at you?
Excuse me, mom.
What is wrong? I'm talking to you. You know I'm talking to you. Excuse my mom.
Why are you talking to me like that? I don't know if I should be like smitten or ready to fight. I don't know.
Pretty sure they're probably your size out there though.
No, actually, I was pretty big still.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I've always wanted to go to a place where I was a lot taller than people. I've been to one place where it was like a Mexican village or something like that, and I was like, ooh. All right. I feel like I can handle myself out here.
Well, did they start speaking Spanish to you?
Yes, they did. Yeah. Especially when I had curly hair before I locked my hair up,
mm-hmm.
I used to get that a lot from a lot of Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
People just come up and used to ask for like hammers and ladders and shit. And I'm like, what?
why didn't you have that?
I didn't know what the fuck they were saying. I was like, man, no habla inglés, man.
They be like, ¿qué?
No habla español, man.
¿Qué? No habla español, ¿qué?
They're like, you're not Spanish? I'm like, no, man.
You don't know that? Because Africans were in Spain. I mean, not Spain. God damn it. Mexico. I'm not stupid.
I would like to get see my ancestry. I would like to check that shit out. Get the mouth swab, you know. I'd like to swab it up.
I feel like I belong to the village in Africa where all the people are over 6 feet tall. That would make sense to me.
I feel like I'm part of the pygmy village. I feel like that makes sense to me. Like, we're good with our hands, like aborigine. Like, I can climb trees real well. My feet ain't as palatable for the earth to be walking around in barefoot, but I'm getting better with it. I'm
getting used to that. Like, I go outside in my garden.
Barefoot?
Barefoot. You connect with the earth.
I just started not wearing socks in the bed. Yeah, I know. It's a bad thing, too. You shouldn't wear socks in the bed. You got to take them off. Except for when you're having sex. It's good to come with your socks on. But then after that, take them off. My dad told me that.
Explain.
He learned that in a book. I don't know. Apparently, it's something with your testicles.
Something with your testicles. Speaking of testicles, does that bird have a condom in his mouth? Oh, it looked like a condom.
He's eating out of something.
It looked like a condom when he was holding it up.
These crows are something else. It might be a dime bag. He might be eating some crack.
It's New Orleans. Who knows?
Who knows? You definitely can find that.
You can get crack, crawfish tails, catfish, po' boy, nigga. I don't know.
And the pipe to smoke it.
But, I forgot what we were speaking about. We are so random.
I was hoping you was gonna.
We do not belong together. You know that, right?
No, nah, we're just everywhere. But everywhere is good, though. Everywhere is better than, you know, nowhere.
I agree. Oh, we was talking about socks.
Socks in your bed. And then, because it's good to come with your socks on when you're having sex, apparently. My dad, I think it was on the Biggest Losers or something like that, or going vegan. That shit on Netflix with Arnold Schwarzenegger was like, yeah, man, you can have a plant-based diet, but, you know, also take steroids.
You so like, stupid.
Like, you did it all off of plant-based. Sure.
I think your dad was trying to clown you, like, on the slick. Like,
maybe. I don't know.
Because it's funny to see a fully naked man with socks on. That's funny to me.
Footies. What about footies? Not high socks. Like, I understand high socks. I used to hate that in porn. I'm like,
why you got on gym socks?
Why your socks all the way up to your knees, nigga? That's the only thing you got on. Take that off at least. Or push them down. Like, that used to fuck with me.
That would drive me all the way up. Why you got these socks on?
You know who was a specific motherfucker that would always wear socks all the way up to his knees? Besides Mr. Marcus, Wesley motherfucking Pipes. Motherfucking Wesley Pipes. He would always talk to the chicks, too. And I'm like, this is exciting. I could always just watch him just to hear what he was going to say.
See, that's the reason why I don't like porns, the talking.
But not everybody talks, though. He was the only
Not the
one.
Dudes. It'd be the chicks. And they voices. No, I can't deal. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yes.
Do.
Yes.
I've written down my worst porn noises that I've heard. Or not porn noises, but worst sex noises. Worst sex moans that I've ever heard. And I've narrowed them down to two. And the second one that doesn't take the cake, but the second one that sticks with me forever, that kind of fucks with me, it's not that bad, but it's kind of bad. It was a Brazilian trans chick getting it in the butt, and her voice was like, oi, 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 yeah, which was, it was still terrible, because I'm like, I'm not really sure. Short pleasure for you, maybe, but it's still the noise was just terrible. I was like, y'all, it sounds like she was deaf, but maybe not deaf.
You silly.
But that was just the second. That was the second run.
Worst one.
No, the one that takes the cake. Okay, the one that takes the cake. Okay, so I don't know how I should put this. Somebody that I know that is real close to me used to have sex with somebody that was like right down the hall from me,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the same vicinity, like in the same household mm-hmm. that I used to stay in. And this person sound like a whale. Like, for real.
Like Ellen DeGeneres on Finding Nemo.
Kind of, sort of, but no. More sensual. No. Not like, but like. The worst shit ever to hear.
I gotta go. All right, y'all. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm not gonna have sex for a long time.
It makes you cringe to hear because you know what's happening. It's like, I know what's going down.
And you had to lick that person in the face.
Yeah, and it's like, why you sound like that? Why is that the noise you make when you have sex. I know it's a...
You know what? I don't give a shit what you sound like when you have sex. At least you get to make noises, okay? I got kids. I got to be... Shut up. Stop. Don't. See, now you're doing that on purpose. Then you get mad.
Those are fun times. Especially when like you got a phone call. And it's like, oh, you're on the phone with your mama? Hey. Wrong time to answer. You still got to answer because it's your mama. But I'm not going to stop.
That's when you do them automatic text messages.
send it to Reed. Here, you go.
No. Because the way my mama set up, she just messed the whole thing up. What you doing? You sound like you're doing something nasty. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to stay on the phone.
Oh, wow. That's
no, my mama call you back. You hang up, you hanging up on me. You know you can't hang up on your mama. You know that, right?
I haven't really hung up on anybody, really.
Oh, you're so polite. Yeah. It's not even fun to hang up on people. You what, you gonna press the end button, nigga?
Yeah, you can't hit a click. You can't hit that whole, like, the force of slamming the phone down.
You don't
like,
get to hit a click no more.
No. Now it's just like dead air.
You ready to sound like old people?
Yeah.
See, y'all young people don't know shit. Okay, y'all don't know the gratification it is to slam the phone on a receiver, pick it back up, and slam it again. Shut up, click.
The force, and that receiver would always stay on the wall, or depending on if you had it on the table. You know that the rotary ones.
My grandma had one.
The one where you can start from zero and come all the way around. You know, you could just press the top and do that.
What?
Yeah. That's all it was doing. You was going from zero. It was just basically clicking the thing on and off that many times. So if you needed to go, like, press 504, you would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 1 for the zero, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, and basically that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just learned that about a week or two ago.
I'm going to Goodwill to buy a rotary just phone just for that. Yeah.
Like, oh, you could do this way. It's just like doing the operator, click, 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 click.
You know, it's messed up. You know, technology has moved at the speed of light.
The speed of light, so fast.
Kids, I'm gonna tell you. Last year, my kid came home and it was like, "Circle, what's old and what's new?"
That's fucked up,
nigga. Why the Nokia phone was old?
Oh shit,
nigga. I'm telling her, circle that rotary phone and I guess the payphone.
The one that looked like a fucking boxed out minion.
Yes. She's like, Mama, what's that? I was like, it's a phone. What kind of phone?
One that could go underwater.
Wait, they found a cassette in a car. Like, we had got this car, and it was like old shit, and then like cassettes, CDs. Oh. Right. Aubrey was like, Mama, what does this do?
What does it do?
I said it. If you put it in this right here, play sound.
Please.
Let me tell you what she said. She was like, it's like them things with the horn on it, and you could play records on it. I was like, you trying a gramophone? Is this where we at? Is it what our technology look like to you?
Wow.
A gramophone?
Oh, man, it's so outdated.
Bruh, wait. This is my favorite. That's
a song. It's not even an 8-track.
Everybody that knows Kyle knows me mostly, right? They know I got kids. Everybody knows how I feel about Aubrey. Everybody knows I love her to pieces, but she's an asshole. Let me tell you. They was all sitting at the table, and they was talking about Ariana Grande. I have to say it like that because I really don't care. I don't like
it. Makes me sick to hear it.
Ariana Grande. And so, it was like, my favorite song by Ariana Grande is Thank You, Next. And so, they're all talking, and Ava goes, Mom, when you were my age, did you listen to Ariana Grande? And I was like, no. And she was like, well, why not? And Aubrey goes, because they didn't have radios back then. That's why. I do not like that child. I do not.
So we just didn't have radios.
We just didn't have radios.
We
just
had no music or nothing.
We just
like
bang
that.
On stones, made beats.
We beatbox with our mouths.
With our mouths. I try to teach them that her song, Damage, is it called Damage?
I don't know.
You could do Damage. And it's like doom, doom, clap, clap, chick, chick. That's how I was trying to teach them how to do it with their hands and their legs.
Yeah.
They can't get it. Our kids don't have dexterity. They're just so used to swiping shit.
Their motor skills and their functions are not well.
Frankie, the only one like I've watched, and like, you know, she's not 5 yet, so I had to take her to school with me. And, you know, she's going to kindergarten, but these kids was already in kindergarten. She was running past them. And like,
it's crazy when you can see them like, oh, you came out an athlete. And oh, the rest of it. Everybody else, man, dude showed me yesterday his son. I think his son was like 9 or something like that. And he was racing. He's like, man, I was always good at things. And my son, he is even better. He was like, I wasn't this fast when he was this little. When I was this little, he showed me a video of his son doing a fucking the 100. Nigga, he burnt the fuck out these kids. I'm like, what? No, he needs to be racing adults. What the fuck? He left them kids in the dust.
Oh, so you want to do the little black boy, like the justice system do our black boys, put them with adults? I'm just playing. I mean, but it's not a lie. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Hey, that boy gonna
go. I got a homegirl with a son, and he is 11. He's big enough to be like 14 probably. Cool. And he played flag football, and he be jerking the shit out these kids. I'd be like, this is unfair.
It's so amazing to see, though.
It's unfair.
It's like, that's good genetics right there. See, that's what you did. That's what you created.
But that's what I told the people. That's what I told people at the show last night. I was like, see, I have no reason to be this big. But look what you did.
Look what you did.
Look what you did.
You feel that you're fucked up now, huh? It's like, ah, too
bad. You wonder why we so sturdy.
Too bad.
Too bad.
Too big to fight back now.
I told him there was a reason why my birth control didn't work.
needed more of you in the world.
No, I didn't. I'm a dangerous person. I'm a dangerous person.
That's probably the reason why I haven't had any children yet. And just like, no. We need to wait on.
Let me tell you what having kids is like.
Out of your way, out of your system first.
Having kids is like cloning yourself.
Yeah.
But the most ignorant, ratchet, rebellious parts of you are magnified in each child.
Oh, that's amazing.
And you don't know what you're gonna get. You don't know what you're gonna get.
It's like a
Ava is like me. I do like to keep peace with people. I'm not gonna say so much a people pleaser, but I like to keep peace because
like
I don't
hatchimal, like the hatch animals, those little animals. Like, yeah, anyway, I just keep going.
Yeah, I just you know, like a hatchimal, like, oh, I make you happy, cool, that's what's up. That's why I'm a comedian. I like to make people laugh. That's basically why.
So Ava's the easy one.
No, because she took some shit from her daddy, and he just like, oh, that sneaky shit, that's me. Oh, that just not giving a shit about rules, that's me. And see, I care about rules to a point, but don't impose the rules only on me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Aubrey is just ratchet. She's funny. She's very funny. She's very insightful. And she just say shit. I'm like, babe, you can't just go up to people talking about you need to go on a diet and you fat. Uh-huh. You can't do that, babe. You can't. Because she said it was her friend. She was like, my best friend at camp. And I'm a good friend, mom, because I'm going to tell her she need to stop eating all that junk and go on a diet. And I'm like, this is at 7.
And everything? Is that what we're going to tell? That's how we're going to tell them?
That's how she says things. And then Frankie is just thuggish. She's just a thug. I asked her the other day, I was like, Frankie, how many times have you been to Earth? Like, how many times have you, like, been on Earth? And she was like, about 100. I was like,
I know the ropes already, mommy.
She frightened me. But she came to me like last week. She was like, hey, mom, can I say nigga?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah. Just don't do it at school, bro. Like, I don't feel like that. I don't feel like it.
Bro.
Just don't do it at school, bro. I don't feel like them calls, bro. Like, I'm not that parent. Trust me.
My brother's the same way.
I'm just not that parent. And so I was like, why do you want to say nigga? She was like, Aubrey acting like a nigga. Like, you know what, though? She is. Go ahead and handle your business. You gotta be real with your kids, bro.
You still gotta be real with them.
I gotta tell my kids all the time when they act stupid. I be
like,
take
things so literal.
I'm not raising assholes. I tell my 9, 7, and 5-year-old, I am not raising assholes. You want to be an asshole? Be an asshole by yourself. I don't have time for assholes. I ask you to do something, bro. Just do it. You don't have no reason not to do what I ask. And I don't whip. I'm too big for that. Like you said, I'm a heavyweight. What do you look like?
It seems like enough stern talking would get them in line.
No, won't, because they niggas.
That's true.
Assholes.
Takes a lot.
Thugs.
Motherfucker to actually listen.
Let me look at my kids.
Partially.
Let me look at my kids. Like, did you understand what I said? But you know what got through to them? They pissed me off so bad. I said, you know what? That's it. Mommy's not playing. I don't joke with you anymore. Like, I make voices for everything. Like, okay, children. I want to clean our rooms now. All right? There's a spoonful of sugar. Like, I do stuff like that. And I was like, nah, we ain't doing that. And it's been like a week. And they're losing it. They're like, mommy, so you going to be fun, mommy? Again? No. When you change your behavior, I'll change mine. Yeah.
So now they got to deal with this straight up mommy. It's like,
I'm not fussing. I give hugs and kisses. I still read books, but no voices. Bronte is the sergeant. He's everything has a place. Put it in a place. Why are you doing that? Babe, look at them. They're playing with paint. Kids, what you want them to do? I never forget. He got mad.
That was a good Bronte.
He got mad because Ava was coloring the elephant pink. He was like, elephants aren't pink. Why are you coloring the elephant pink? And I was like,
it's like LeBron in Space Jam.
But elephants don't wear skates either, nigga. I don't understand. It's the elephant cat on skates. You worried about what color? He's skating.
Where did he get skates big enough for that elephant?
You know what? Throw the whole book away. It's full of lies. Full of lies. And the thing is like the way we teach them, like they know that this world isn't made for them. It's very much against them. And Aubrey has this obsession with Donald Trump. Every time something bad happens, like a tree could fall. Like, lots of rain, tree fell. It was probably Donald Trump. Because remember when they had the wildfires? And he was like, that's because you don't know how to take care of it. But you don't take care of a forest? Donald Trump's fault.
It's Trump's fault why the trees fallen.
That's hilarious. But like, mommy, why is that man homeless? So I was like, well, America has a history of consumerism and it doesn't work for everybody. It was probably Donald Trump's fault. He probably got all the money and he's stealing it for himself. He should buy some new hair. Like, I'm not making this
up. To ribbon.
I have videos of her. I don't know what this is about. I have no idea, bro.
It's good to catch it. It's always nice to catch it. Just
because nobody believes me. You know, like when I do my shows and I talk about the kids and people are like, does that really happen?
Mommy logs.
Mommy logs. Oh, mommy logs. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so I have this podcast called Mommy Logs, right? And I'm revamping it.
Okay.
I'm changing the name. I'm not going to reveal it yet. Okay. But I'm changing the name, and Mommy Logs will be a segment now. Oh. So Mommy Logs is me basically documenting what it's like becoming a mom and having kids, and people think that having kids is not all like ball and chain. You can't do shit, and you just stuck in a house and whatnot. But it's also like looking at these people and being like, you're going to be an adult someday. And this is scary. I need to fix you right now.
You need to know life.
You need to know life. Like, we had a whole ass conversation as to why the camp doesn't let them go swimming when it's raining. And Ava just was like convinced that she's starting to know girl stuff. Like, she's knowing girl stuff before I knew girl stuff, like with weaves and sew-ins and all that. I don't know. I still don't know what it is. But she was like, she probably don't want to get her hair wet because it's new.
That's fun to hear.
I was like, no, babe. They don't want to let you swim because rain is indicative of lightning. And she was like, yeah, but if I don't see lightning, it's not there. I was like, no, water attracts electricity. So it's best that you not be in a pool when it's raining. And so I had to show her videos of like people going swimming in the rain, mostly white people, but They were swimming in the rain, and like one dude actually got shot.
You can actually show videos now.
Yeah, you can show videos. Before it used to be like, you're just gonna have to take my word for it.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Don't do it. And like, you know what? You want to see what happens? Look, this is what happens.
What's your girl's name? That's from England. Her parent, her mom is from Nigeria. I can't think of her name right now. And it's just like my mom used to just take newspaper clippings and be like, "Look at this. Look at this. These children, they wanted to go to their park." Now they are dead.
I think I know you're talking about. I don't know her name, though.
Yeah, I can't think of it. But yeah. But I mean, I would have been that parent. Like, Brian is down for scaring the shit out of people. I'd be like, babe, don't tell her that. Yeah, I was walking down the street. Dude was talking to me. I ain't gonna fight him or nothing. So I just kept walking. I ain't say nothing. But the next day, I found out he had killed somebody. I'm like, what? No. No, babe.
Scare tactics.
No, he's like, it really happened, though, babe. No, I know that. That's not for you to tell a 3-year-old. No.
Scare the kids this way.
You know how you teach responsibility? You be like, you know what? You need to understand your actions and their consequences for your actions. That's how I talk to them. This him. Take your lick, fam.
Oh, no. We're 9, 5, and 7, Dad. We don't know about taking licks at this point.
You know, you gonna take your lick. Because, see, you start... I'm like, okay. So we... It's either the Wizard of Oz or Oz in my house. You don't know what you're gonna get. Mm. That's why I didn't want you to come. I'd be embarrassed sometimes. I'd be like,
that's true. Every time we do get there, it is always something.
Mm. Remember the first time you came, he was like, you don't want to go check on him? They was like making buku noise. Like, you know, nigga, when it gets silent, That's when you check on him.
Word. Yeah.
If you don't hear like shrill screaming, like somebody just like all of a sudden just died.
They all immerse so slowly out of wherever they're coming from. And with the innocent eyes, and you know nothing about it is innocent.
No, you know that.
Something has happened. And
you could sense it.
Mommy. It's like, uh-oh. Something happened. I love it. Just to see children's faces. I've been bringing that up more in bits and segments and stuff. I said more, but this is what I'm going to start doing now just to feel better about myself and see how this works for everything. Bring up the kids and shit. People can always resonate with kids. That's always fun. So
you also gotta like, you can't put kids on a pedestal. Like, I think our generation and society looks at kids as like, oh, that's a phase, and you're going to eventually be an adult, but I'm just going to tolerate you.
Is it a phase, though?
No, because no.
I'd be like,
sometimes I'll be sitting in my house, and I'd be doing shit, and I'm like, I'm doing the same shit I've always done.
Yeah, I know.
I'm watching cartoons, eating cereal.
My dad thought it was a phase, too. He was like, well, I'm pretty sure you're going to grow out of that.
No.
And he's like, man, we didn't know you was going to be a comic. That's why you didn't grow out of whatever the fuck that was.
I think when you're a comic, you either stay very much connected to like your childhood and like your imagination from when you were a kid, or you become untethered from reality and you probably need like therapy.
You gotta be careful with that. You gotta get the TVA for that, because oh boy, you don't need to go ahead and get all these variants fucking branching off.
See, variant now is negative in all the ways.
It is.
Because, man, when I tell you, I was like, this Loki show is good as a fuck.
Yeah.
And then it came out with real variants that was dangerous. Like, I was like, oh, man. It's like The Simpsons.
Man, you motherfuckers. It's like, well, we don't want to be. Yeah, I do want a variant jacket, though. That looked like a comfortable UPS jacket would have had variant on the back.
Yeah. We could make that look a little bit more appealing, though. You know what kind of jacket I want? I want one of them Uchiha Clan jackets.
Uchiha Clan? What is that?
From Naruto.
Oh, yeah. That would be a nice jacket.
I think that's my new aesthetic. I'm going to just be like anime chic. I think that fits me.
It looks very comfortable.
That, and I'm not a dress person.
My brother had a Bruce Lee suit. I think he got married in one.
Word.
Yeah. Those things are comfortable. The shoes, I never could. I've always wanted to get the shoes, the Bruce Lee shoes. That were just
That's just some Toms now. You just get some Toms.
Well, back then, they didn't have any that fit my feet. And so I could never wear them.
Nigga, you couldn't go in the Kids Foot Locker and get
they have Ninja shoes in Kids Foot Locker.
Yeah, and all them fucking ninja. Ain't got no ninja shoes and kids for locker.
Bro, I got so mad at this girl one time. She was like, "Girl, I get my shoes from Kids Foot Locker," and I was like, "So don't nobody care."
That sounds better.
I am. Nigga, I went to go get. You know, I feel like I used to do 2 for $89.
You went at Payless?
No, at Foot Locker. Oh, like back in the G.
Oh, yeah.
This dude, 2 for $89. And I, you know, I wear 12. I'm not mad about it. I'm 6'2. I'm not going to have small feet. It's just not. I wear 12 for men. So I was like, hey, can I get these two pairs in a 12? And the chick was like, "You a good girlfriend."
Wow.
I was like, "How you know?" And she was like, "You buying shoes for your dude?" And I was like, "No, bitch, I'm buying them for me." Do you not see me?
That's also nice, but it's also even better. It's not as bad as going up to somebody and be like, "Oh man, how many kids you got, man?" It's like, "Oh, no, man, it's not for my kids, man. This is my shoes. I'm getting these for myself."
I really do wish we could do like a Freaky Friday and just like swap and see what it's like.
That would be fun. That'd be a different twist on a Freaky Friday as well.
Yeah, because then you would like have women parts.
And I'd be tall.
Yeah.
I get all of the unsuspecting women products from the top shelf that I never thought I'd be able to reach as a young lad. All right, hey, I like to do this to everybody before we get out of here. You got options and you got choices. And
you do know I'm a black woman, right?
Yeah.
And I got options and choices?
You got options and choices. Word. Both of them together.
Okay.
All right, you got a be one, raise one, sell one, and then fuck one. Oh. All right? Okay. And your choices are you got a mermaid, a maguay, a manatee, and a Mexican.
Okay. Be one, raise one, fuck one. What's the other one?
And sell one.
Sell one. I would sell the mermaid. Because I could get top dollar for that. I would get buku money for the mermaid.
Okay.
I mean, like, who doesn't want a mermaid? Like, a for real mermaid? Yeah,
right.
Okay. Fuck one. What is it? Mermaid, Mexican, manatee.
And a maguay.
Okay, explain to me what a maguay is.
The gizmo. Gizmo's a maguay. The gremlins.
Oh, fuck. Okay, let me bring it back. I would sell the maguire.
Okay.
I would raise a Mexican.
Okay.
Because if shit break on my house, I mean. I'm not listening. I know that sounds really, really bad.
It doesn't. It's
but they are the
worse.
Most resourceful people I have ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. They will build, sell anything. I want to be like that. Anyway. I would fuck the mermaid. I'm curious. Curious.
And you'd be a manatee?
Yeah. Why not?
That works. That
just
works.
Graze and float. Shit. Hell yeah.
That works.
But tell you why I'm gonna be mad. They call me a sea cow. It's better than being a Jolly Green Giant. Better than being called Joanna Man. I would do it in a heartbeat.
That's always fun to see the route that people take. I had Keegan on here, and he went totally left field. It was like, holy shit.
Hold on. Keegan, if you hear this, bro, you shocked the absolute shit out of me. Somebody procreated with you.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what I said. Keegan, somebody's baby's daddy, Connell.
What?
Like, wow, man, you a damn
every time
father.
I see him, I think about the supervisors from off the regular show. He knows this. I've told it to his face.
That's hilarious.
And Jeffrey Gaucher is a new daddy too. And he looks like there's a game I used to play, and you would spin the wheel. But he was like the little character. He looks like a character piece from Guess Who.
I've always called Keegan Uncle Grandpa. Especially when he had that fucking mustache.
That porn stash.
Yeah. I was like, you look exactly like Uncle Grandpa, my nigga.
All right, since we talking about what people look like, what I look like. You ain't gonna hurt my feelings. You told me that you could pussy, you could hang glide off my pussy lips. So you ain't nothing you gonna say.
You look like Dash's mom. Like, well,
Dash from this? Yeah. From the Incredibles?
Yeah, because it's just up there and it's in the bob cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's shaved on the side. See?
I see the shavedness. Okay. You got the TK happening in your head.
Yeah.
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 It looks like you brought the race somewhere. Like, if Shikari fucking cut her hair and... Yeah, it looks nice. That's all I have.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Even though you don't care for it. Yeah.
It's too much work. I'm not that type of chick. I like to roll and go.
Yeah, nope. There's no rolling and going with that.
Roll and go. I don't wear makeup.
Process with that thing.
Yeah, well, I don't wear makeup. I don't do none of it.
Did they have a lot of people at the show?
Last night at first for a minute I was like, because you could hear laughter, and then all of a sudden it was like a lot of laughter. I was like, oh shit, I have to be funny now.
Alright, because it's almost that time and I gotta.
Yeah, I'm gonna be right with you. We going to the same place because I'm doing an uproar.
Oh, okay, good. Good. That's gonna be fun.
This show don't start till 9 though, bruh.
9?
Yes.
I thought it started at 8.
Doors open at 8. Show starts for 9.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's even better. Well, that's not what they say on the flyer. These fuckers.
I know. And Buku people is there too. Geneva's like, why y'all here?
Early.
That's because you told us to be here. And she was like, go team early. Y'all did good. And we was like, yeah, shut up. Don't say shit. We did good.
They don't want to be here early.
I mean, I don't know about them, but I was out the house.
Ah, yeah, I gotta go. Well, that means I can go home, go eat and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's
always good to spend time with you, though.
It is nice. It is nice.
Remember when we spent Christmas?
Yeah. Fucking.
Fire pit. The see, we do black people shit. Don't black people do fire pits? In the garden?
No, I don't think they do. That was a very fun time. Just to chill and be outside next to the fire. My jacket got all smoky, but it was comfortable.
Yeah, it was real smoky.
The stars and shit.
Yeah, it was cool.
Fun time.
Charlie was like, who is this?
Oh.
Yeah, still, Charlie don't like nobody. It's okay.
Charlie's still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
His name is Charlie. Last name Wilson. That's his name. You gotta say the whole thing. Like a pimp name, slick back. Pimp name, slick back.
Oh, good. This is good. I'm glad we got to catch up finally. I don't know if I would have to search for that video, but I can probably resurface it. And
what video?
The video that we did when I was doing comedy poetry. When I came and recorded.
Oh, yeah. Maniacal Menace.
Yeah, and edited and everything together. And
oh, yeah. Like, I remember that.
That took so much of my life.
And then Frankie almost like demolished your equipment.
Yeah, that was a fun time. Good times. That was when you was in your old house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, my daddy is in that house, so if you ever want to bother him, he is in that house because he likes to come to my shows and heckle me.
Now, speaking of shows, they selling tickets at the door, or?
I don't know what they're doing.
Because I know
I spent most of the time in the back because my nerves is bad. And when my nerves get bad, it's BGs. I need to be close to the bathroom.
I feel that.
Edit that part out. Please don't put that in this.
Okay.
You're not.
Probably not. I mean, I can definitely do it since we're right here at the end. But yeah. Oh, look at that. It's been an hour. That's good.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it goes by. It goes by like it ain't shit. Yeah, we've
because we
so
actually
many.
Know each other.
I know.
And like
people
each
don't understand
other.
That. People's like, man, what you? But also, a lot of people have been listening. Shout out to the people overseas and the people in the UK and Canada.
Whoop, whoop.
And
it's always the weird places. Yeah. Not weird. I'm not saying weird, but it'd be like.
That you don't expect.
Turkey. It's Russia. Like, oh, man, I'm like, why y'all listening to me? Don't listen to me.
What? Anybody, but nobody emails me at tellmeajokeyo@gmail.com. Nobody does that.
You should absolutely email him at tellmeajokeyo.
Speaking of, well, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me in these streets at PTA meetings. I'm just playing. You can find me at Ashley B Comedy pretty much every every platform. That's Ashley spelled the white way, not the right way. A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, the letter B, the word comedy. It's all one thing. I'm on TikTok.
You talking it?
I'm trying. I'm listening. I'm learning, okay? I thought TikTok was for little kids. And
TikTok is for a range of things.
And thirst traps. And
Snap is for thirst traps.
Oh, word.
Yeah, TikTok is for just about anything you can imagine.
Bruh, I got a recipe for french fries off that bitch.
Nah,
that shit was
did.
The best.
Yeah.
Truffle fries. It's delicious.
It's a platform that can't.
But they playing with us. They playing with black people. I don't know why they play with black people, but they is.
Everybody plays with black people, though.
That's all right. We're going to get y'all. Anyway, so I'm Ashley B. Comedy on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Oh, you be tweeting, too?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm on there, though.
Yeah.
And I have a YouTube that I have to revamp. And there is a podcast coming back to you.
Ooh.
I probably shouldn't sing because I can't.
Sorry, I've been doing some new bit where I got a... on stage. I do that now.
That Casey JoJo?
Yeah.
KC, won't you help me sing?
Yeah, that's been... I've done it twice so far, and it has gotten received well.
You
so
know who used to do a good but that like was before they time Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald.
Yeah, he wouldn't actually go Rui. He was her. I keep forgetting.
But people don't do that nowadays. People don't do that anymore.
They don't
nowadays.
Do the Rui, yeah.
They don't do
the
you.
They don't feel that love. Now it's like,
yeah.
Hey, push your panties to the side. I'm going to stick my dick in it while I drive. Like, why?
That's it.
Why?
And top me off with some sloppy. I like that dome.
That's not love.
Noggin, fucking knowledge. And it's like, what the fuck?
What? And we do not need to be in the same place.
Fun times.
Ever.
Fun goddamn times. All right. Now I got to go get ready for the... All right, everybody. That has been the Maniacal Menace. Tell me a joke. Guideline to Chase and Dream with Ashley Branch. I've been your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like Pim Lane. Slick back. Until next time.